I'm Annie Bubinski. I'm a community evangelist at Microsoft, and I'm here with my brother, Ryan Bubinski, talking to him a little bit about his work at Codecademy.
Let's get started. So we are in New York, New York, and we are at the offices of Codecademy, which is a company that I co-founded about 4 years ago with my college friend and now business partner, Zach Sims. Codecademy, Codecademy. A few times, you know, it depends on the spellings are the most unique ones. If it's, you know, an I for a Y, or they just start dropping syllables like it's a Web 3.0 company. Codecademy is the correct pronunciation. By far, web development and just an introduction to web development is our most popular course. It's our oldest course, and it's one that we continually evolve and update to keep up to date with trends in web development. Over 25 million learners have started on that course. Everyone with internet access has just become so familiar with the web, and it's become such an important part of their lives. They really want to know not only how it works, but how to create and contribute. Codecademy was an idea that was an evolution of what I did in college. A lot of my friends would get together and teach each other different topics in programming. We started inviting more and more people to join us, and that snowballed into the student group at Columbia called the Application Development Initiative. That group is now one of the largest groups on campus at Columbia, and they host hackathons, but most importantly, they create a safe, inviting, and very welcoming environment for anyone and everyone who wants to learn how to code to come together and to just have fun, experiment, and not be afraid to try new things. So that was the first experience that led us to think about, okay, well, how can we create a product that will allow as many people as possible get started learning to code? That feeling of when what you're trying to do clicks for the very first time is probably the most motivating feeling that one can have. It's this moment where this task that seemed impossible now all of a sudden is trivial. Very easy to get discouraged. And those moments of discovery and understanding, I think, really what pushed people through. Oh, I remember it just like trying to figure out how to do layouts in HTML. And this is right after the standards committee, the W3C, and others said, don't use tables. But CSS and HTML were nowhere near, you know, easy to use or feature complete. And every single layout was a grind. I mean, it's amazing how much the tools have both improved over the years, but also at the same time, like the same things that are hard just stay hard. It's a great bonding experience. Like, it's something that all developers, I think, commiserate over. And I've yet to meet a developer who has not had at some point a similar experience like that. So, we've all been there. We all go through it. And the point is to focus on the future, not the past. So I really encourage people to always be exploring new technologies. It's great to have a tool set that you can always fall back on and know that when you need to build something, you know how these tools work, you know what they can do, you know what they can do well, and what their weaknesses are, but also to constantly be building your repertoire and exploring. I think everyone should have exposure to coding. I cannot recommend enough really diving deep into programming and computer science and just thinking about, you know, what are the tools that we use to build the world around us. We hear every day from literally hundreds of learners about the impact of not only Codecademy on their lives, but the role that programming has had in everything from just helping them be more creative to having a very material impact on their lives by giving them an entirely new livelihood or career opportunity. Just the other day, I was hearing from a school teacher who was reached out to us, and she was looking for an opportunity to get her kids started coding. And in that classroom, she had no way of basically knowing where to start herself. Having a product that packages everything into a very simple experience gave her the confidence to both learn the material herself and to introduce it to her students, who really they brought their own interests and wherever they wanted to go to the product. And they were able to each discover their own motivation. So whether it was a project they wanted to build or a concept they wanted to learn, it was really amazing just to see how many different ways people can find their own path when learning to code. I think when it comes to a startup, it's important to break it up into a product idea and a commitment to building a company and a commitment to building a team. And in the very early days, it's good to not overthink it and come up with grand plans for what the company and what the team is going to be, and to really just focus on the product, but also the purpose that you're trying to tackle. Really don't get too far ahead of yourself. Just focus on building the best possible solution you can for that purpose and sharing it with people and getting feedback. It's not always easy. It's not always obvious, but without that foundation, it's very hard to get everything that follows. Every startup has its own trajectory, and that's really part of the journey that makes it, you know, every company unique and the culture unique. For Codecademy, it really did start as Zach and myself working in our dorm rooms on a variety of different ideas, and us looking at, okay, what are the different ways that we could try to, you know, teach these concepts and build a product that would work for as many people as possible. So it was just the two of us for a long time, almost our first year, really working together. As a co-founder, it's a cliche, but you wear pretty much every possible hat that both you pick for yourself and that people put on you. In the very early days, I was the product person, the engineer, and the teacher. And Zach and I were working very carefully and closely together on every possible facet of the company. I think uniquely for our team, we have an incredible combination of people who are very passionate about their ideas and education, but are also very introspective and seek to understand before, you know, seeking to be understood themselves. So this is the timeline of the company's history from the very beginning to where we are today, and it has everything from the people who've been at the company to major milestones in the company's history. So we're looking for people who are both incredibly passionate about what we're doing and about online education, about building an amazing learning experience for as many people as possible, and also who are incredibly hungry for a small team that loves working together and likes taking on a variety of, you know, very ambitious challenges. And we're here in New York, and you know, if you're interested, drop us a line. As a company, I think we have a really strong game culture. You know, everyone has a different favorite game, if it's darts or Settlers of Catan or poker or whatever. You know, we all kind of have our different preferences. Here, it's incredibly small, it's very intimate, and at the same time, you're going to find whatever it is that you're looking for. Because in New York, I think it's really about technology applied to industries as opposed to tech for the sake of tech.
How do you think that went?
I think it's been pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
But you can edit this in post, right?